And this is found in the music, in the dress, in the clothing, in the bazaar. It's almost as if one were sensory hungry, and that the hunger somehow in suburbia was not met. And it is my very definite opinion that until we find modalities of stimulating the young mind and body within either the school setting or in the community where they can feel a part of something, where something has meaning, where there's feedback from, say, adult to youth and youth to adult, that we're going to be missing the boat in any educational program. Where did this need for stimulation come from?
I think it joints a little bit more strong than a martini because, well, some people a martini can really smell fine, but a joint usually always takes you hot, gets you high, and a martini just feels a bit better. You don't really get the point. You can't drive a car or anything.
Well, the doctor says you recommend like a glass of wine or a small drink when you come home to relax you, but marijuana doesn't
really
just relax.
One joint. I think if you just want to relax a little bit, that's why a lot of people smoke. Just relaxing just a little bit. I don't say if you're disgusted, go home and get stoned, you know. That's not the idea. But I think some people drink socially, they call it. I think a lot of adults drink just because drinks are going around.
Really not much different than teenagers.
I don't think so.
Drugs taken are simply for the hallucinogenic effect. They can take downers or uppers or middlers. In any case, the need for stimulation, sensory stimulation, is obviously manifest in their non-drug behavior.
Well, I think that there are actually two ways in which amphetamines in particular may be misused or abused. Perhaps the largest single group of drug abusers or misusers are housewives and truck drivers and professional people who use amphetamines for reasons other than weight loss or as antidepressants or treatment of narcolepsy.
There's a lot of people who mess with meds in the community, but they usually, you know, take them at night. Young brothers and sisters, you know, smoking weed all day, you know, in school, you know, at night, you know, and just about wherever I go, you know, but usually in the daytime, it's only a small minority of black people, black young people, you know, that take meds. They would smoke marijuana. Marijuana, I believe if people want to use it, you know, if they don't get high.
Drugs are here to stay. They've been here for quite a while. People of all age levels use them, be it from the very young to the very old. I don't think collectively we can come up with one solution.